Hello and welcome to DetroitLions.com. Tom Lydon, Rob Rubick, and Rob, we have seen almost everything from this team over the course of the last decade, and what we just witnessed today, I don't think I have seen.
For them to
completely melt down as they did, sitting on top 33-21 with just over 8 minutes to play, two scoring drives by Indianapolis, the offense cannot run out the clock. What goes through your mind? I know it's emotion because you played for the team, a little bit of anger because you'd like to see them execute better. What's your first reaction?
A lot of anger. I mean, as a former player, and I know those guys in the locker room that just played extremely hard, the offense, the defense, everyone to a man is looking at this saying, how did this happen? But when they look at the film, they're going to see how it happened. You had three or four missed opportunities to ice this game with interceptions that went through the defensive back's hands. A couple drop balls in the offensive side in the second half, which you get first downs, move the chains, you eat up the clock. A punt by Nick Harris that goes over the 25 instead of hit, you know, maybe getting him on the 10 or pinned up inside the 10-yard line. Everyone contributed. Drayton Florence on the previous touchdown before the last one, getting caught peeking in a little bit, letting the guy get behind you with 5 minutes to go in the game. Those are inexcusable type of errors. And, you know, you can't point the finger at one person. When they watch this film, I guarantee there's going to be a lot of people held accountable.
We are positioned just outside the Lions locker room, and we just watched them all walk up these steps and into the locker room. And again, we've been in this position many times physically, and I've never seen the emotion as I saw walking up these steps moments ago.
It's literally like a funeral. I mean,
people are unbelievable.
Just, you know, I saw Nick Fairley slam his helmet in the tunnel, upset. He played extremely well, extremely hard. And that's the thing you don't realize. These guys all played tough. They played hard, but it's the NFL. You let someone leave them in the game. With 5 minutes in the game, you have a chance to bury them. They got an opportunity to come back. And you got a rookie quarterback, you think, well, no problem. But he's a very good rookie quarterback. They made plays. The final touchdown, what a great call.
Yep.
The Lions only rushing four. Their cover was seven. All seven are running around the end zone trying to cover the four or five receivers. Then all of a sudden, you just leak a guy in the flat and let him run it in. It's a good scheme.
Think about it from the other perspective for a second. They're already writing the storybook ending for the rookie quarterback who engineered a drive to win the game. It says a lot about what he was able to accomplish. He did throw three interceptions. Through four touchdown passes.
He
led this team to a victory.
And
they're
going
to, in my mind, and we'll talk more about this after we hear from Matthew Stafford, but this is really perseverance and the Lions blowing opportunities. Let's hear from the Lions quarterback, Matthew Stafford. You'll hear more from us shortly.